This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Talk Live, launching into the third hour of the program. You can join us here. You can bring up anything that you want. We have been discussing Islamophobia, which is what we've been experiencing from some of the callers here tonight.
I think concerns.
The paranoid belief that there are Muslim hordes waiting silently out there for the moment it's time to strike and enforce Sharia law across the United States. As though that's ever going to be possible. I mean, they don't have, even if that were the plan, they don't have the numbers that it would take to be able to impose that in any way, shape, or form. Nor is there really any evidence that that's what the plan is. There was a caller earlier tonight who suggested there was some sort of memo that had some kind of plan for a civilization jihad, but then we found through a quick Google search evidence that that's just a memo someone wrote back in 1991, was never adopted by the Muslim Brotherhood, is not taken seriously by any Muslim organizations
whatsoever. I thought it was done in the mid-'80s, I thought, from what you read.
The memo was written in 1991.
Okay.
And just not really any evidence for that whatsoever. Are there some extreme Muslims who would like to see Sharia law enforced upon everyone? Sure. There are also some extreme Christians out there, who might want to foist their beliefs on other people. So I'm not really afraid of them, nor am I afraid of the Muslims. If you're going to be afraid of somebody, be afraid of the police. They're far more likely than, a terrorist.
It's a heck of a jump. What?
To actually kill you. They're far more likely than a terrorist to actually kill
you. But a criminal is more likely to kill you than the police. So shouldn't you be afraid of criminals?
Are criminals more likely?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, they are. Okay. Murders are significantly... you're a nut job. I mean, this is why people say that you're bigoted against police.
I'm not bigoted against
dumb
the police.
Stuff like that.
I didn't say anything. I asked you a question.
Yes, you did. No, you said, if you're going to do anything, be afraid of the police. That's ridiculous.
Well, as compared to terrorists, yeah, you're 10 times more likely to be killed by
cops. You're more likely to be killed by criminals than police. So there you go.
Yeah. Well, I don't
be afraid of criminals.
I don't advocate being afraid in general.
There you go.
I don't think it's very helpful, which is why I said if you're going to be afraid, then the police are a better target than Muslims.
You're nuts.
That's the truth, Mark. The police are 10 times, as I understand it, more likely to kill you than terrorists in the United States. So that's not nuts. That's
citizens.
Just the way
yes.
it is.
But, I mean, sometimes in the course of their duties, police officers are going to have legit shoots, right?
Yeah, sure. Sometimes. Okay. That doesn't mean anything to me for all the innocent people that they've killed. So, toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. You can bring up anything you want. Actually, we started the show talking about fears, specifically a survey of Americans and what their top 10 fears are. We never even got through the third one. We haven't even told you what number 3 is on the list. We'll get back to that here in a moment. But first, Ferris is on the line in Myrtle Beach. You're listening to WRNN, Ferris. Go ahead. Hello, Ferris. Ferris in Myrtle Beach, going once. Ferris in Myrtle Beach, going twice. Perhaps he is in a bad cell. We're just going to put him back on hold. We'll have our board op check in on him a little bit and see if he clears up. Meanwhile, you can call in. You can bring up anything that you want. So number one on the list of the top 10 fears of 2016, with 60.6% of Americans that were surveyed, about 1,500 people surveyed, saying that the corruption of government officials was their number one fear.
It's a good, legit fear.
Terror attacks is number two.
I bet 40, a lot of police fear corrupt government officials, too.
At 41%, being a victim of terror at 38.5%, ranked at number four. And then on number three, the number three top fear of Americans in 2016, not having enough money for the future.
Now that's a legit one, too. I just read an article that most Americans don't have $1,000 in the bank. And that is, that. So I don't know what that means. Does it mean they don't have $1,000 in savings at all? Does that mean
probably
that
they don't, because they also likely have a load of credit card debt as well?
Right. I mean, you know, that's so. I guess I would like to have a little more information than what I heard, but if you don't have something for the future, you have every reason in the world to be afraid, because
sure.
It's
something
not like,
bad's going to happen.
It's not like Social Security is going to save you either. I mean, that's going to be enough to feed your dog.
Right. Now we're back to corruption of government officials. I mean, you can't expect Social Security to be there in the future, which, of course, means that you need to be concerned for how much money you're going to have, because you can't count on the government.
And I've heard good advice. It's not what you make. It's what you spend. So if you're living beyond your means, then, you know, that's the issue right there is you got to stay within your means.
Well, unfortunately, if you're using government money, then your savings are constantly being debased. So they have there's incentives built into this system that are backwards incentives.
It's a huge issue, but it's not like the average individual can do anything about that.
Well, actually, you can do something about it as an average individual. You can take your money and you can put it into things that are not subject to political manipulation.
Like gold and Bitcoin and things like that. Yeah.
Right. So precious metals, although there's an argument that there's some manipulation that can go on with the precious metals markets, Bitcoin is definitely untouchable as far as government manipulation is concerned. And so that's a way for you to get your wealth out of the form of U.S. dollars or whatever government currency is where you live and put it into something that is actually controlled not by government people and not by bankers, and that is Bitcoin. There's also other cryptocurrencies as well that are becoming more popular. Bitcoin's becoming more popular over time. It's around $630 per Bitcoin today. And it's an incredible technology that actually allows you to truly have control over your money for the very first time ever. And it's hard to really explain how important it is. The paradigm shift of taking money from the hands of banks and governments and putting it into the hands of people is a huge paradigm shift for the idea of money. And I don't think people are really awake to that yet.
Well, we can show that, the minimum wage before they switched over to the, from the gold standard, just like 1967 or something like that, was $1.25. So if you take five silver quarters and look at what they're worth today, you'll have a minimum wage of about $15.
Huh.
That would be the so back then, when you looked at the incentives were much higher for people to save. But now, if you were to take $100 and stick it in your sock drawer and wait 10 years, that $100, you know as well as I do, that $100 is going to be worth significantly less than it was. So it incentivizes people to spend. And, you know, if you're going to spend it on things that are going to retain value or hold value or go up, like gold or bitcoins would be my advice.
I like the meme that I saw online, a Bitcoin-related meme, where it showed on the top panel, it showed the grocery carts over the years where, you know, $100 would buy this many groceries that would fill up the cart back in, 1980, and then in 1990, the $100 would buy this much and a smaller amount of groceries, and then in, the year 2000, it would buy even less. I don't know if those were the years, but you get my point. Over time, the same $100 bill looks like the same thing. It's still a $100 bill. It doesn't buy as much. And that's because of the government constantly inflating the money supply, so more dollars are chasing the relatively same amount of goods. And then they gave the example of Bitcoin and how much, one Bitcoin or half a Bitcoin or whatever, how much groceries Bitcoin would buy over the years of Bitcoin's existence. And, of course, Bitcoin has generally gone up in value over time. And so one Bitcoin would buy a lot more groceries today than it did 5 years ago. And I think that's a very powerful illustration of how Bitcoin is so fundamentally different. I mean, it's just one of the ways that Bitcoin is so different from the U.S. dollar. So, no, you are not out of control of your own finances. You can absolutely take control of your money anytime you're ready to start. as long as you're willing to actually take those steps. So if you want to learn more about Bitcoin, I'd recommend you drop by Bitcoin.com. Coming up, more on the list of the top 10 fears of 2016. We've been through the top four, and number five, we'll get to that on the way here. You can join us toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Plus, you can call us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You do need to send a contact request first. We'll approve it as soon as we notice it come in, and then you'll be good to go to call us there from that point forward. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Mm-hmm.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can join us here toll free and bring up whatever you'd like. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Healthcare is all messed up in the United States, and we should have a healthcare system that focuses on health and not sickness. And sure, healthcare or health insurance pays for treating sickness, but it gives you nothing for being healthy. Now, doesn't that incentivize illness instead of health? Well, there's a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. It's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily and no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. HIPAA has messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what the others are doing. How about a medical information card you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want? You can check them out now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and even massage. You'll love the service and price at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. That's HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
I tried them out, and they really are just a much better deal in many ways than just health insurance. Significantly less costly. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Coming up, though, if we get the chance, we'll go through some of the other fears, the top 10 fears that Americans have in 2016. But first, to the phones and the fun, we'll go to, I believe we got Doug listening in Illinois via TuneIn. Hello, Doug.
Hello. You know, Mark, generally I agree with you all the time. But you were talking a minute ago, Ian had been talking about how you should fear a cop actually more than a criminal, and you didn't agree with them. And what I'd like to know from you can be, okay, if you have a criminal pretty much point a gun at you and endanger your life, do you have the right to take them out with a gun?
Sure.
Do you have the right to pull out a gun and blow them away in your home, if they break into your home?
I don't, but yes, you do.
You do.
Because you're a felon.
Okay. Now, do you have that type? Do you have that type of accountability, or I don't know if accountability would be the proper word? Do you have that option when dealing with a cop and they threaten your life? You have a phone in your pocket, which we've had happen quite a bit around the country, where you have a phone in your pocket. They take out their gun. They immediately think that you're carrying a gun. They're trigger happy, and they take you out. Do you have that option available with them?
Nope.
No, you don't. You. In addition to that, you have the whole immunity issue. You have authority.
They have sovereign immunity as opposed to qualified immunity, yep.
Right. Well, not only that, you have authority and lack of accountability, which in general you have equal tyranny, okay? I mean, when you have people that are given authority and they're not held accountable, you only have an equal bad. I mean, here can be an idea I want to talk about. We can take intent completely out of the equation here. Why don't we take being incredibly negligent? You know, if you're on your phone and you crash into a lady and you kill her, you're going to jail, okay? But right here up in Wheeling, Illinois, we had a cop doing more than 100 and a 35 going after a guy. Nothing activated on the car, no indication to the public that he had been going after a guy, and he hit and killed the guy walking in the middle of the road. No, not only had he not been charged, they didn't even fire him. It can be that lack of accountability that can make them more of a danger than your typical criminal. Your typical criminal, you can pull out a gun and you can blow him away.
That's a great point,
Doug.
And I didn't actually say, like when the discussion was that I said the police, if you're going to fear terrorists, well, then you should fear police because police are 10 times more likely to kill you than a terrorist.
That's not exactly what you said, but yes, I get the notion.
That's basically what I said. And then you said, Mark, well, then shouldn't people fear criminals more so than police because you're more likely to be accosted by some criminal in some way than you are the police?
And you're more likely to be killed by a criminal than a police officer.
Well, and I gave you that because, you know, that seems to be true, and we didn't really get any further into it. I'm glad you pointed that out, Doug, that, you know, it's a pretty scary thing when cops come after you because you really are completely at their whim, and you know if they're going to hurt you, they're going to hurt you, and there's really not much that that you can do about it.
Right, that can be my whole point.
Thanks, Doug. Great
thank
call.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's talk to Mark. He's in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Well, just a brief comment on the thing about the police. I mean, I've been in other countries where the police are corrupt, and it's it's dangerous all the time for everybody. I'm not denying that there's problems here in America, but, you know, any time there's a blackout, any time there's a flood or whatever, just chaos can reign. There's just a thin veneer that keeps the world civil. So I remember
Hurricane Katrina, where the police were looting stores and stealing guns from people?
Well, police did some bad things. Absolutely.
Talk about chaos.
Let's look for another a possibility. So the United States is one of the most liberal countries in the world when it comes to gun ownership, right? Obviously, there's other countries where you can own guns, but as far as sort of Western civilized countries, certainly the U.S. is up there. Do you think that might have something to do with looting when blackouts go on? I mean, if you're going to go and loot a house or a store that might have somebody in it with an AK-47, you're going to think twice.
Uh-huh. No, I think so. I think when times are tough, the worst in people comes out. So I think the whole idea of gun ownership is to protect your family and I just think as a policy, we shouldn't be saying things like, you should fear the police. I mean, I'm not a policeman, but I'm just saying I appreciate what they do. I've had guns pulled on me by...
Well, let's talk about police in comparing different countries. So I read a statistic recently where in the U.S., the police kill more citizens than they have in Great Britain in 1 month than they have in Great Britain in the 20th century. What do you think about that comparison?
I think you're correct. I mean, I don't understand that, but
I don't understand why the police in the U.S. Kill twice as many people as they do in Canada, which has very similar demographics and is only separated by a line in the dirt. I mean, why is that happening?
Look at population. We have what, 360 million.
I'm talking
about per capita.
Yeah, I was talking per capita.
Okay.
Thank you so much for making.
I think for some reason we've gotten to be a very violent society. It's maybe by watching the TV that we do, the movies that we produce.
They've got the same movies in Canada, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's say there's a lack of accountability in law enforcement in the U.S. or something's going on. I'm not saying, like my partner over here, that you should fear the police. I don't. I think what you should have in your car is a camera.
I didn't say you should fear the police. Let me clarify. I said if you're going to be afraid of terrorists, you should be afraid of police. I don't advocate people be fearful in general, Mark. Don't put words in my mouth.
Thanks for chiming in. I think you should have a camera in your car that records both audio and video, and that way, when you do have an encounter, whether that encounter is with law enforcement, with criminals, or with an accident on the road, that you've got you've got a record of what occurred, and that generally should handle most of your circumstances in that area.
No, I would agree. I think we have a problem. But let me tell you another thing that I was talking about.
I want to hear that. Hang on, Mark. We'll bring you back for that here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I don't think people should be fearful, but there's no doubt the police want you to be afraid of them. Look at the way they behave with their militaristic maneuvers and tanks and guns and body armor and black sunglasses. They definitely want you afraid.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do?
I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight with you, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
Also, if you had but one day to teach someone about economics, what would you tell them? Well, if you don't have an answer, that's all right, because for over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been providing free resources to teachers and students, and their newest course, Economics in One Day, will give you a breadth and depth of knowledge on how economics works that you'll be able to teach to others. FEE, that's fee, gives you tools for that. You can take Economics in One Day now for free at fee.org/FTL, that's FTL like Free Talk Live, and learn key economics concepts, the inspiring vision the market economy brings, and the challenges that government solutions face. Start today for no charge at fee.org/FTL. That's FEE.org/FTL, and learn why entrepreneurship matters.
Yeah, get college-level education in economics in one day at fee.org/FTL.
The price is right. Let's go to Mark, or back to Mark, in Indianapolis. So, Mark, you were calling for a second purpose. Go ahead.
Yeah. When you talk about a list of fears, you know, I'm a consultant, and I work in a few different countries, and I'm working on some big projects for people. And the thing that is happening that people are not aware of is the exponential change that we are in the middle of. It's going to be bigger than the Industrial Revolution and the Renaissance, but it's all going to happen in 10 to 20 years. the time span is so compressed, it's disrupting everything.
What is it?
I've been in meetings where government people, they're just concerned. They don't have an answer for this.
No, they don't.
and the disruption, you know, of truck drivers, cab drivers, Uber is just the beginning of it. So
right.
In the next 10, 20 years, there's going to be more change on human life than has been in the next last two or three hundred. The governments are fearful. I think that's why they have military.
They ought to be. The dinosaurs weren't smart enough to be fearful of extinction, but governments are at least smart enough to understand that their archaic, top-down, hierarchical model organization is just... I mean, it was fine for the agrarian revolution when you could chop somebody's head off when they annoyed you, but it just doesn't work anymore. Now that people can get online, it's organized chaos on the internet, they don't have anything for it.
They're losing control bit by bit, and I'm looking forward to it.
I want to tell you this one thing. I was actually in a meeting in the White House many years ago, 10, 15 years ago, and everybody left. It was me and two military officers. And one guy looks over to me and just says, "This country is run by the shadow government." I had never heard that in my life.
Interesting.
I was ignorant and blissful.
What does it mean?
And then the other...
Because, I mean, the shadow government could be anything. It's just the bureaucrats or, you know, then some people will tell you it's the Illuminati.
He said people who are not elected. And then the other officer
says, that's true.
And we're training our troops to incarcerate American citizens in sports stadiums. So this was 10, 15 years ago. So my point of view is these guys are preparing for a future that most of us are not even aware of. And I'm not saying they're evil. They're making it happen. Technology is making it happen. And these guys do not know what they're going to do with 500 million people unhappy who don't have jobs. So there's a shift happening that people
jobs are going to go away. I mean, jobs are sort of an anachronism, too, because at some point you're going to have robots doing most of the menial labor out there. And then what are the humans going to do? It's very interesting.
That is a rote material, any job that is just repetitive, a computer will do in the next few years. People have got to focus on what their real skills are and how they can think and create and be innovative.
Great advice. Thanks for sharing that tonight, Mark. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Now, there's always, you know, the fear of what's going to change in the future. And one thing's constant, and that is change. There's always going to be changes. And I think he's right that the speed of those changes appears to be accelerating with technology being more integrative into our lives. And just things are speeding up. And you know, you look at the future and it can seem scary. But I'm sure it seemed scary to the farriers back in the day when cars started hitting the roads.
Nobody knows what a farrier is.
That is someone who made shoes for horses, correct?
Yeah.
So, you know, that was probably a scary time for those guys. But again, as he was pointing out, focus on your skills. Learn something new while you're at it, because your current skill may go out of vogue at some point.
By the way, farriers make a fortune these days.
because
of supply and demand, there's
right.
very few of them, but there are a heck of a lot more in 1916 than there are in 2016, right?
Right. So a lot of them are, you know, probably a few farrier families are still doing it, but a lot of them have fallen
off. The candlestick makers, that was a real career at one point. Now it's, gals on Etsy.
Right. So, you know, things are going to change the way the society is organized, the way business is done. All of those things are going to change. But as long as you're willing to adopt to those changes or adapt to them, then you'll be all right. I mean, there's always going to be things to do. Whether robots are doing them or not is another question. I mean, you know, we'll see how it goes. All this stuff isn't going to come down on us tomorrow. It's going to, you know, still come along as it happens.
Yeah, I think attitude's the first step, and the willingness to work hard. That comes with attitude. You know, those sorts of things. That's going to make a difference for a long time. But you know, the world, she's a changing, and I agree with the caller. It's going to change dramatically in the next 20 years. And what it's going to look like, I don't know. But I can tell you that, you know, talk radio has changed dramatically in the last few years.
One thing that I do love to see happen is the government losing its grip, losing its legitimacy. So, you know, we talked about Bitcoin earlier, where it takes money out of the hands of the government. and puts it in the hands of the people. That's a huge paradigm shift for money. And then you've got the internet.
Well,
that
we
you
got
mentioned.
This election. I mean, let's look at this election when you want to see the government losing its legitimacy.
That's
and one
of the
hand,
other
you have a you've got a reality TV star, and then the other, a lady who just stole the Democratic nomination.
Right.
And I mean, no one disputes it. They just say, oh, you know, that's politics. They don't dispute it. They just say, well, you know, they're all corrupt, which is awesome as far as I'm concerned. Now at least we're bringing it down to brass tacks,
right.
Which is to say, you know, evangelical Christians will support a guy who says grab him by the crotch, you know, just in order to prevent this harpy that they hate from getting in the office. It blows the doors wide open as far as illegitimacy goes.
Oh, absolutely. It's so delicious.
It's just, and he's right, you know, it's the bureaucrats that run things. Trump's and Clinton, I mean, all they can do is make things worse.
Right, and really all they can do is just kind of claw to retain whatever amount of legitimacy they still can, and it's going to get harder and harder for them as the internet continues to break down. You got WikiLeaks releasing thousands upon thousands of emails from the Clinton Foundation just this week, and we still have a solid 2.5-3 weeks before the election happens here, so there's still more to come.
Anonymous claims to have, and I'm not saying this is true, I'm just telling you the claim that they have a video of Bill Clinton having sex with a 14-year-old.
Oh, my.
Now, obviously, if you make a claim like that, you better show the video. But that would certainly change things. I look forward to next election.
I bet you wouldn't.
You don't think so? I look forward to the next election where we're...
I mean, they alleged that...
Where we have reality TV stars competing with professional wrestlers, competing with porn stars, all for the presidential nomination. It's going to be awesome.
They've already accused Donald Trump of raping a 13-year-old at some fancy party back in whenever
they don't have
it was.
Video.
Well,
the reason that Trump got in trouble for the grab him by the crotch statement was because there was audio. If there wasn't audio, it wouldn't have been an issue. And it's an issue now because it's good, clean, crisp audio. It might be 11 years old. It could have been 30 years old. No one would have cared. It's the good audio because you can hear him. It sounds just like him saying it today.
For sure. And then, of course, there's also a bunch of Howard Stern interviews that have been coming out as well. It hasn't gotten a lot of attention, but they're out there. And there's headlines today that Trump is, you know, saying that crazy women are better at sex, which is something a lot of guys have said for a long time.
I've certainly heard it. I think that if you have to go to crazy women to get good sex, you're doing it wrong.
All right. So we'll continue. You can share your thoughts here. 855-450-FREE, live Saturday. Edition. This is Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-2949. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-2949. That's 1-800-719-2949. 1-800-719-2949.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. These airwaves, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. If you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do that is by becoming an amplifier today at amp.freetalklive.com. Please go take a moment, sign up. It's $5 a month. You'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, which doesn't have the commercials that our regular podcast does. We also have the amp-only Facebook group, which is a really cool resource for our listeners to get to interact with one another and some of the hosts of the show. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa, MasterCard, and Bitcoin right on our website to sign up as well. So again, $5 a month, you get some cool perks, and that $5 is invested into Free Talk Live. It's not going in to paychecks for Mark and I. It's actually going into helping us get on more radio stations around the country, bringing new internet listeners on board, expanding our signal as far and as wide as possible. So please help us out at amp.freetalklive.com, A-N-P-Amp. freetalklive.com. Let's go to Dave in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Yes. I'm just an old retired guy, and I've had several policemen that were good friends, and some are retired now. And we've all talked about this issue, and two things that came up was the people in the last 20 years are more apt to give a policeman a lot of lip and not show him the respect. And one policeman made a very strange observation, I thought. He says, when you look for years, when they hired a policeman, he said, most of them were either bullies or had been bullied in high school, and this was their chance to get back.
Yep.
They've changed their process now, but this is what has gone on for so many years.
That's my understanding. They still are hiring those people. We've actually had a police trainer talk to us about his experience, and he says that because he quit his job a few years back, but it wasn't more than probably 5 or 7 years ago, and probably like 7 years ago. But anyway, he quit his job because the quality of the recruits had gone down over the years. It had not gotten better. So Yeah, he was saying that, a lot of the people that he was training were what he called badge heavies, people that wanted to just wield the power of authority over people. And
I think it's worth pointing out that there are good departments and bad departments, though, and there's good police and bad.
I agree with that. But, that was just his observation being a professional police trainer for his whole career.
It's possible to have better hiring techniques than others. There's every department, every business, everything sort of has an institutional personality. And
sure. But keep in mind, he was training for more than one department as well.
That's true.
Yeah, man. So anyway.
So this was no big surprise.
No, not a big surprise to me at all. But what did you? Was there more you wanted to share, Dave?
Oh no. Well, one thing is that the last caller was talking about the job market change training. I was a machine repairman in a large GM plant, and I would say if a kid nowadays, boy or girl, and they're not really college oriented or fit that criteria, a skilled trade like plumbing, heating, and air conditioning, those jobs will always be there.
Well, until the robots can take them over. But, I agree with you. I mean, somebody's always going to need their pipes fixed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend about it just the other day, and, plumbers get paid the way that plumbers get paid because they're willing to stick their hand in a place that's really not very pleasant.
Right.
Not because it's difficult to stick pipes together and use PVC glue.
Right.
That stuff's relatively easy. Most of it comes down to just it's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it. Residential plumbers, I it's been a while since we've called one out to the house. It's been some time. My wife happens to be the daughter of a pipe fitter, so thank God she brought that to the marriage. But I mean, they can get between $80 and $120 per hour. Now that's not what the plumber's getting paid. That's what the plumbing company's getting paid. But that's it's an indication of what a residential plumber can make.
Dave, good call. Thanks for making it tonight.
Thank
you.
Take care.
Yep. 855, 450, free.
Yeah, big salute to 598 Chicago.
Huh?
That's the union that my wife's dad belonged to. So, the training that she managed to get as a little girl has been very, very useful.
So, real quick here, and we'll continue with the calls, but I just wanted to give you the rest of this list. We've been doing the top 10 fears of 2016 for Americans. Number one, corruption of government officials. Two, terrorist attacks. Three, not having enough money for the future. Four, being a victim of terror. That's as far as we've gotten on the list. Number five, government restrictions on firearms and ammunition. 38.5% of respondents said that was one of their biggest fears. Next one on the list, number six, people I love dying at 38.1%.
There's it's very real that's going to occur for you. That's the sort of
that's going to happen.
Difficulty with being human is that humans
you
that you
lose
love,
everybody you love.
Yeah, they're
number
gonna die.
Seven, economic or financial collapse at 37.5%.
I just don't. I mean, so the Great Recession certainly was a collapse, but. I mean, I just don't see this eat the dog economic collapses.
Number whatever we're in the seven identity theft or excuse me number eight identity theft at 37.1%. Number nine, people I love becoming seriously ill at 35.9%.
Kind of like people you love dying.
And number 10 on the list of the top 10 fears of Americans for 2016, the Affordable Care Act / Obamacare.
What?
At 35.5%.
I thought government corruption was number one on this list.
Let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. Mike is listening in Indianapolis to WIBC. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how are you? Thank you.
Welcome,
for taking
sir. Good.
I'll try
Absolutely.
To get this in real quickly.
Go ahead.
One, Hillary Clinton's always saying that Donald Trump thinks that Vladimir Putin is a great leader. Well, she forgets about back in 2012 when Obama was running against Romney, that Obama was called when he thought his mic was off, and he said to one of Putin's aides, tell Vladimir after the election I'll have more flexibility. The other thing is, one of the things that Donald Trump keeps talking about right here in Indianapolis, Carrier, got 14,000 jobs leaving Indianapolis, moving to Monterey, Mexico. Now
the air conditioning manufacturer?
Correct.
correct. Okay. Yesterday it came out, Exnor, which is a company here based in Indianapolis, right here on Rockville Road. They make parts like bearings and all that kind of stuff. 350 people losing their job, announced it yesterday, moving to Monterrey, Mexico. Mm. That's got to get stopped. You got a lot. There's close to 2,000 people getting ready to lose their job. The other thing is, real quickly,
unless they're willing to move to Mexico.
Yeah, going to Mexico.
Yeah.
The other thing, real quick, and I'm not talking bad about Mexican people. I love Mexican people. My son was born in Mexico and raised in Mexico till he was 15.
Well, the only way it's going to stop is if the government stops their ridiculous regulations on business. It's the government that's driving business out of the United States.
You're exactly right. The other quick point I'd like to make, and I'll hang up and listen to your comments. Sure. I really, truly believe the Republican establishment, Paul Ryan and all the other Republicans that are against Donald Trump, they're not scared. They're not worried about him losing the election for the Republican establishment. I think they're more scared of him winning because they're a little monopoly. All the lobbyists, all the money they get from the lobbyists and all this other stuff, foreign leader, all that's going to come to a stop. I think they're more scared he's going to get
away. It's not going to come to a stop. I mean, the lobbyists are still going to continue doing their thing.
I think that's the one value that I see in Donald Trump is that he's a disruptive factor. And if you can, a highly disruptive
factor. He's definitely disrupting the Republican Party. And that's true.
Well, he'll disrupt Washington generally if he goes in. Imagine tossing a bobcat into a thieves' guild. I mean, that's exactly what's, everything's going along fine.
I think you're a little too optimistic there, Mark. I don't think you.
He's
subject to corruption just like anybody else
with
power. So, Mike, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight, man.
Okay,
I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you so much.
Let's go to Deborah. She's in Pennsylvania. Deborah, you got about 20 seconds here.
Yes, wanted to mention Bridget Gabrielle. She has some books out. She personally has her story that can tell you about Muslim Brotherhood. She's lived it. She can tell you. All due respect to both of you. Love the show, but please get more informed and please read some of her books. Bridget Gabrielle. Thank you. God bless you.
Okay, thanks for the call tonight. I suspect she'll be promoting hatred towards Muslims, but that's just a guess. You know, I haven't actually looked her up.
Just says she's anti-Islamic extremist activist.
Okay, well, good. I'm also against extremism in that way, so maybe it'll be okay. I don't know. We don't have enough time to look into it tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com and enjoy your weekend. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.